Well, thank goodness.
Oh, what is it, Arturo?
Linda, I had the worst nightmare. I dreamt that I died and all those letters I'd written to my beloved. My children never got to read them.
Oh.
Even worse, I never got a chance to tell the twins that they had other siblings. Poor Mundo and Sol, they set out to find their brothers and sisters scattered across the globe.
Did they find all of them? All 9 of your other children?
They were still looking, but as they found each one, the twins realized that they knew nothing about me. Does that make me a terrible father? That I didn't communicate with them when I had the opportunity?
Don't be silly, dear. Where was I? What was I wearing? How did I look? Did I look like I was holding up well?
You were beautiful, my love, but understandably inconsolable. But I suffered so.
Because you missed me. I get it. But what was it like in heaven?
Well,
Arturo, just promise me you never leave me, my love.
Of course.
I want you to stay right by my side. Forever.
Oh, this is fun. That's why it's called hell. Also, you left out a few things.
This is Celestial Blood, a radio novela about love and mystery that crosses borders. Created by producer Giseli Regatao in New York and KCRW Public Radio in Los Angeles. Previously on Celestial Blood, after Arturo Lucero died... His twins, Sol and Mundo, made a discovery.
Letters. A whole lot of letters.
Hundreds of letters that Arturo had written to his host of oddly named offspring. I believe there are 9, 10...
11? There's 11 of us?
Right! 11.
Should we go look for them?
What do you think?
Of course they did. So far, they found a brother, Uranus. Nice guy. Delivers mail. Also, he lives on a North Carolina plantation.
On purpose?
Yeah, I know. But my father left me the property. He was a civil rights activist. His parents were abolitionists.
Say what?
That's what the man said. Turns out there's a lot that Sol and Mundo didn't know about Arturo Lucero. Did I mention that Arturo sent their sister Mars to a boarding school with the money he made as an encyclopedia salesman in the Dominican Republic?
Dad, how is that even possible?
Keep your pants on, Satan. You've got like an eternity. Besides everything the twins don't know about Arturo, there's also a lot Sol doesn't know about Mundo and her fiancé Esteban. Esteban's trying to impress his boss, who happens to be Mundo.
Shh! Sol doesn't know.
Whatever it is they're working on involves the elusive Mr. X and lots of cash. Oh, did I mention Arturo's spending eternity in hell? Let's see what's next on Celestial Blood.
Next time, I expect you to have read...
See you on Monday, Teacher Sol.
See you on Monday. What if I said I expected you to read the entire physics book, huh? What if there's a quiz on Monday? Yeah? You'd all fail the quiz, wouldn't you? How would you like that, huh? Actually, not a good idea, because then I'd have to grade the quizzes, and that would mean I'd have to spend all of my weekend writing the quiz in the first place. Okay, we're done here. Oh, a secret lab. What are Mundo and Esteban doing?
It's done. Try it. Come on. Try it, Mundo.
Calm down, will you?
I've been working on this for weeks. Just put it on the cracker. Here, I'll put it on the cracker for you.
I can spray my own cracker. Jeez, Stefan. What the hell?
You don't like it?
It's disgusting. What do you do?
I replicated Mr. X's recipe.
What's the odd fish taste that doesn't taste like actual fish?
Seaweed. Harvested it myself. Or it could be the fish sauce. Same kind Mr. X used. Or you might be tasting the soy sauce, though. Oh, you know what you're probably tasting? The sardines.
I'm gonna be sick.
Not quite the reaction I was hoping for. I've been slaving over a hot stove. You don't have to be rude about it.
Is this why you couldn't make it down to Orlando? There I was, helping Sol find long-lost relatives, doing backflips to keep her off our trail, and you never even showed up for a meeting.
I wanted to make it nice.
Nice? You want to know what's nice? When we find Mr. X and can once again use his caviar recipe and get back to production on something that looks and tastes like the real thing. It'll be nice to get the caviar Nostra off my back and deliver the product they've been waiting not so patiently for. It'll be nice when they pay us for that product. It'll be extremely nice when... Damn it. It's your fiancé.
Sol? Oh, let me talk to her.
No, you idiot. Hey, Sol. What's going on?
My weekend started 5 minutes ago. I'm picking you up, Mundo. Where are you? We're going to Chicago, remember? You didn't forget. Did you forget? You forgot, didn't you?
Of course I didn't forget, Sol.
He forgot.
Shh.
Who's that? Where are you?
It's nobody. Look, I didn't forget. We're going to Chicago to meet Neptune.
Saturn, I think. That wrote the letters addressed to both, so I'm thinking Neptune might just be the nickname, unless Saturn is the nickname, and Neptune is the...
Whoever. I'll meet you at the airport. Love you. Bye. Esteban, make yourself useful and find Mr. X.
How am I supposed to do that?
Looks like being the criminal mastermind of a fake caviar ring is a lot harder than you think. Well, fasten your seatbelts.
My dearest Neptune, how am I supposed to say no to you? You look so much like me that it would be as if I'm denying myself. Talk to you soon. Your father.
Ugh, he told us to never call him father. Gross.
Guess now we know why, Sol.
See, this is what I was talking about, Mundo. This one is addressed to...
My dearest Saturn... You are everything to me.
Blah, blah, blah. I know you'll grow up to fulfill blah, blah, blah. Here it is. You look so much like your mother that it would be next to impossible to say no to you. So, which is it? Does this one look like the mother or the father? Ew. What if the mother looks like dad?
Or, dummy, what if there are two kids?
Oh. I hadn't thought of that.
Duh.
Oh, like you know that for sure.
Saturn could be a girl's name.
Technically, Saturn is a planet, you ding-dong.
Good afternoon. May I help you? Oh my god. Saturn!
One of these days, someone is simply gonna open the door, say, how are you? Hey, what are you doing?
The mate left the door open, so I'm going inside. You really expect me to wait out there until... Oh my god!
What? Oh my god, Sol!
Mundo, why is there a life-size painting of our family hanging above the fireplace?
Why are we dressed like the royal family? Was it Halloween or something? I don't remember anything about this picture.
It's a painting, dummy. But seriously, what kind of narcissistic...
Sol?
Wait. Why does Mom have blonde hair in the painting? What kind of narcissistic garbage people...
Sol.
No, seriously. How vain do you have to be to say, yeah, let's sit in a room full of gold furniture and have a portrait done? I mean, come on.
Sol, you maybe wanna...
Like, look at us up there. For real, look at us. So gaudy. As soon as you enter the front door, I mean, who does that?
Apparently our father.
Oh, shit. That's Saturn behind me, isn't it?
Yep.
Hi, I'm Sol. Oh, my God.
I'm Saturn. Oh, my God.
You two look exactly alike, Sol and Saturn.
And you too, Mundo and Neptune.
Look exactly alike, too. Okay, now this is just freaky.
I told you that Saturn could be a woman, Sol.
This is freaky. Speaking of freaks, let's see what Esteban is up to. Okay, that was rude.
Okay, this is Just Veggie. Welcome to my channel, YouTubers. If you haven't already, click the button right over there to subscribe. I'm Esteban, and today... I need to come up with a cool nickname. Yep. Oh, got it. I'm Vegeteban. That's it. I'll edit that part later. I'm Vegeteban, and today I'm making a vegan substitute for caviar that tastes just like the best beluga caviar on the planet. Wait. Is seaweed technically a plant? Damn it!
Thank you, Rosa. So you didn't know that Art had another set of twins, Sol?
We didn't even know that he had other children until a few weeks ago. Saturn, why do you call him Art?
Art, or father, held the belief that endowing young persons with the same language that adults use will free them of certain social constraints, such as ageism. Art said that, Neptune? As part of his better adulting through child-rearing philosophy. The book he published in 83.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one.
So what do you do, Sol?
I teach physics.
Look, something else you have in common with Saturn.
Yes, I'm also a physicist.
More like the physicist. You have no doubt read Saturn's paper debunking Diaz and Silvera's claim to have developed a metallic hydrogen for use as a superconductor. My sister Sol spends most of her free time volunteering with kids, visiting hospitals and whatnot.
Yup, so I probably didn't get a chance to read that. Next bit of free time, though. I'm all over it.
What hospital? Neptune sits on the board of several.
Of course he does. Somebody change the subject! Quick!
And what do you do, Mundo?
Oh, well. I tried. Gotta let that cool off, brother.
Here. I'll have Rosa bring another napkin for you.
I'm fine. Really.
I was just going to ask you, Saturn.
About that painting?
Art and Camila had that commission when we were just 5 years old.
Camila? Your mother? Or older parental unit?
I prefer calling her Mom.
Yes. She passed away years ago, but she and Art were together for 20 years. Never married.
Part of his philosophy as well.
So she never knew.
Oh, she knew. But Camila also knew that it made no sense to allow herself to get flustered over Art's small dalliances. What they had together was superior.
Well, it couldn't have been that superior if all Art kept cheating on her.
Yikes! Especially since he had entire other homes and actual wives, and at least one wife who kept her natural hair color. I'm out of here!
Gee! I wonder who came first, your mother or Camila?
Oh, I am sure Camila's the knockoff version.
You mean like your fake Louis Vuitton bag, Sol?
Ugh. That is awful. No worries, YouTubers. Mistakes happen. It's all about how you recover. To counteract the overwhelming flavor of seaweed, which I, Vegetabon, fished from the sea myself, I'm gonna calm that acidity with a little bit of... What do I have that can fix this? Soy is alkaline, so more soy sauce. And let's give this a little taste. Better? More or less?
We don't need to play who's better here, Solemundo. Clearly, Art's work as an ambassador took him to lots of places. He stayed a little longer at some of those places. 20 years, on and off. Art traveled a lot, as you can imagine. Neptune, at the risk of sounding like we don't actually know Art at all, an ambassador? Wow. You really didn't know him at all. He traveled the world lecturing on parenting and education.
Are we talking about the same Arturo Lucero? I'm back, by the way.
That's probably where you got your love of teaching, Sol.
I hate teaching, Saturn.
Oh, would never have figured that out.
You brought us these letters, and you have our undying gratitude for that. In return, I think we should give you something, Solemundo.
That's my darling brother Neptune, always giving. He's a major philanthropist, you know.
Would never have figured that out.
I have an idea. Saturn, do we still have some of the caviar that Art brought back from his last trip to Astrakhan? While he was there, Art went fishing with some of the locals. Mind you, this is one of the poorest areas of Russia. Just so happens that Art was sinking line right next to Vladimir Putin himself. Odd, right? This whole thing is odd. So
we are stocked to the gills, so to speak, with imported Russian caviar. I give gift baskets every year for Christmas. Guess what's in every single one?
Caviar?
That's convenient.
Some people might question the friendship and the expensive gifts, since Art was an ambassador to the U.S.
But what's life without a little caviar, right?
Art made friends with everybody. He and Barack became close during those days, too. Started talking over breakfast at the Valois Diner, right here in Chicago. Next thing you know, Barry is running for president.
Oh, Barry. Yeah, we knew that.
No, you didn't, Sol.
No, we didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, yes, I did. I just added a little more fish sauce. Bam! Oh, damn it. Fish sauce is totally not vegan. It's okay. I, Vegetabon, can edit that out.
Well, the visit has been pleasant, Saturn and Neptune.
Please do keep in touch, Solemundo.
Absolutely. What are the odds, huh? Two sets of identical twins who are almost identical?
Almost.
Well, all things being equal.
But they aren't really, are they? I just mean physics and all.
Enjoy the caviar.
We'll talk soon.
Absolutely.
We're never gonna see them again, are we, Sol?
Nope.
Thank goodness. These people.
Did you have any idea that Dad spent time in Russia? That whole caviar thing? Did you know about any of that, Mundo? Mundo? Hello?
Huh?
I know, right? It's a lot to take in.
Yeah. is a lot, Sol.
I was surprised that Dad had other kids, but I figured we were the only twins. I mean, statistically, it makes sense, but...
We're a little less special.
I guess.
A lot less.
I wouldn't go that far.
I would. Art told Neptune, the better Mundo, all about the caviar. He never even brought me back a can.
First of all, Neptune is not a better you. Philanthropist? Whatever. So what? He's got money. You make a great living too, obviously. And who even knows where they get their money? They've got ties to Russia? Now? That sounds shady and illegitimate to me.
Yeah, I guess.
And who actually likes working in physics? Illegitimate. They're illegitimate.
It's not funny.
Ugh, you're such a bore.
I'm just tired. I'm gonna take a nap.
Meanwhile, in hell. You didn't think I was real, huh? You didn't think that I existed, that I was legitimate, that I was just here to scare you. What do you think now, Arturito?
Ladies and gentlemen, please fasten your seat belts. We will land at JFK in a few minutes. Please be advised that due to civil protests against the new laws favoring illegitimate Russian caviar, we will be delayed for approximately 25 minutes on the tarmac. Please, Sol, remain seated.
What?
What happened?
Nothing. We're home.
What?
Illegitimate caviar. Esteban, it's just a joke I made earlier.
Yes, you're very funny, Sol. That's one of the reasons I'm marrying you. Okay, babe, open your eyes.
Where the heck are we?
This is the Versailles suite.
At the Carlyle?
Fancy.
Yes.
No.
Maybe a little too fancy.
Okay, it's the smallest room in terms of square footage, but that's only one way to process size.
That makes zero sense.
I'm no good at math. Another reason why I love you.
Honey, I want to share our special day with the people in our lives, not some strangers who run an overpriced, pseudo-fancy fun room. Today, I had enough gaudiness for a lifetime. I volunteer with the folks at the community center. The fact that they offered to give us the center for our reception? Hold on. Did your mother put you up to this?
Mother had nothing to do with it.
Oh, really?
Well, Mother really likes this room.
Damn it, Esteban! Even if you and I hadn't already decided, which we did, how could we even afford this place?
Come on. Pick up the damn phone, Esteban.
Hi,
it's Mundo. I just got a tip about the...
This is Esteban. Please leave a message for me. Well, who else would the message be for if they're calling me? Damn it, I'll have to edit that out. Beep!
Shit.
I don't care about saving money, Sol, my love.
You don't care about saving for our future, Esteban?
I didn't say all of that.
You don't care about our children's college fund?
What children?
Oh, now you don't want to have children with me.
Now you're being ridiculous.
I'm being ridiculous? I think it's ridiculous that you don't want to listen to me because you're trying so hard to do what your mommy tells you. Damn it! Pick up your phone! How is your phone just as loud on silent as it is when it's ringing?
Don't answer it!
Hello?
It's me. I got a lead on Mr. X.
Hey,
Hi, Mundo.
Yes, it's Mundo.
Tell her you gotta leave.
Tell him you'll call him back. Now!
What's going on?
I got a lead.
And?
Are you for real right now?
He'll hang up, right? Sol's more important.
Please, babe, just give me one second.
Turns out my new brother did give me something in return for the letters. This package of copier has the Bronx distributing address.
So?
I looked up the address. It's a front for a philanthropy organization.
I still don't get...
I'm not sure how this makes sense, but we need to get there right now.
Don't give me that look.
Babe.
This is it, Esteban. I've had enough of you and Mundo sneaking around.
I don't know what you're...
Don't! Either you stay here with me and work this out right now, or the wedding is off.
Oh, that ultimatum deserves a sound effect.
In the next episode of Celestial Blood...
What's with all the pots and pans?
While it's true, Mr. Big Eddie, that we don't know where exactly Mr. X is, I've been proactively working on a dupe. That's what us YouTubers call it when we make a duplicate product for something else that's already on the market.
You're making a dupe of the already fake caviar? A dupe of a dupe?
Double dupe? Yeah, that's it. It's almost there. But if you kill us, or de-thumb us... Then I'll never finish it, and you won't have any product to sell.
This is Celestial Blood, a radio novela about love and mystery that crosses borders. Produced and directed by Giseli Regatao in New York, in partnership with KCRW Public Radio in Los Angeles. Mariana Carreño King created the story and wrote it with Inda Craig Galvan. Mixed and sound designed by Sandra Lopez Monsalve. Recorded at CDM Studios in New York. Our theme music and score is by Mark Phillips and Ryan Seaton.
Jose Antonio Melian, Arturo,
Esteban,
and the pilot.
Jacqueline Guillen, Sol, and
Saturn.
Reza Salazar, Mundo. Neptune and Satan.
Adriana Sananes, Linda.
And I am Kate El Castillo, the narrator. Subscribe to Celestial Blood to make sure you don't miss upcoming episodes. Go to kcrw.com/podcasts. There is also a version in Spanish, Sangre Celestial.